Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Now the dates of Samuel Taylor Coleridge are from 1772 to 1834. Okay? Now he's generally famous as one of the contributors to the preface to the Lyrical Ballads and also as a close friend and associate of William Wordsworth. Besides this, he's also famous as a poet, English poet, as well as a critic. Okay? And in the year 1817, okay, he published his famous work called Biographia Literaria. Okay? Biographia Literaria. Now, Biographia Literaria is a work of literary criticism. Okay? That's why I told you that, you know, along with being a poet, he's also a critic. Now, before I move on further, let me start with a quotation. Okay? Bahut famous quotation hai Samuel Coleridge ka. You might have even heard this or read this in school. The quotation is, quote, water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink, unquote. Okay? Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. This is a very famous quotation and it comes from his poem called The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, along with knowing about the works of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, you should also know about some important quotations. Okay? And after that, you should also know about some important facts about the life of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Okay? Now, one fact, let me begin with one fact which you should definitely know. It was Samuel Taylor Coleridge along with Robert Southey who planned to establish a society called Pantisocracy. Okay? Along the banks of the river Susquehanna. Okay? In United States, there is a state in United States called Pennsylvania. Okay? Wahan pe ek river hai, Susquehanna. Okay? So, along the banks of that river, these two planned to establish a community. But usse pehle aap ye jaan lo ki what is the meaning of Pantisocracy? What was the significance of this community which they planned to establish? See, Pantisocracy happens when everybody is equal. Okay? Everybody is equal and has a equal rule. Okay? So, the idea of Coleridge was, and Robert Southey was, that the wealthier members of the community should help the less wealthier ones to establish a kind of equality. Okay? So, in an exam, they can ask you who planned to establish Pantisocracy. It was Samuel Taylor Coleridge and Robert Southey. Okay? Now, after this, let's come to the important works of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Now, the most important work of Samuel Taylor Coleridge is, as I said, his contribution to the Lyrical Ballads. Okay? After that, it is the Biographia Literaria, okay, which is a work of literary criticism. Okay? Along with that, there are some poems. Okay? For example, Christabel. Okay? Christabel. C-H-R-I-S-T-A-B-E-L. Christabel. After that, Dejection and Ode. Okay? Dejection and Ode. Uske baad, Frost at Midnight. Okay? Frost at Midnight. Then Kubla Khan is there. The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner is there. These two are very famous poems. Okay? Kubla Khan and The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Okay? After that, there is another work by him called On the Constitution of the Church and State. Okay? On the Constitution of the Church and State. Okay? Now, I am telling you the names of these literary works because exam mein ispe bhi question aa sakte hain. Okay? They can just give you the names of few works and they can say, you know, identify which work has been written by Coleridge. Okay? Along with this, you should know the broad storyline of at least few of his poems. For example, Kubla Khan, for example, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, then Christabel, Dejection and Ode, okay? And then Frost at Midnight. Ye paanchon bahut important hai. Okay? I'll discuss Lyrical Ballads in a minute. Okay? Now, before discussing Lyrical Ballads, let me discuss few important quotations by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Okay? Now, one quotation I told you, water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Okay? This comes from his poem, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Okay? Uske baad, inki poem hai called Work Without Hope. Okay? Work Without Hope. And there is a, you know, famous line in this. Work without hope draws nectar in a sieve, and hope without an object cannot live. Okay? Let me quote this once again. Quote, work without hope draws nectar in a sieve. S-I-E-V-E, sieve. And hope without an object cannot live. Unquote. Okay? Aur broadly, iska matlab kya hai? That, you know, work without hope. So, if you keep on working without something to strive for or aim for, it will not produce any good results. Okay? And you cannot have hope in the first place without an object to fix your sights on. Okay? Without a aim. Now, after this, there is another quotation by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Okay? Quote, he who begins by loving Christianity more than truth will proceed by loving his sect or church better than Christianity and end in loving himself better than all. Unquote. Okay? So, listen to this once more. Okay? He who begins by loving Christianity more than truth will proceed by loving his sect or church better than Christianity and end in loving himself better than all. Unquote. Okay? So basically, is quotation mein kya kya rahe hain that Coleridge is trying to warn against the dangers of putting one's faith in a particular, you know, religion or sect above the pursuit of truth. ठीक है मतलब सच्चाई से बड़ी कोई धर्म नहीं है इफ समबडी इज पुटिंग हिज फेथ ओवर ट्रूथ दे आर मेकिंग अ बिग मिस्टेक ठीक है सो दैट इज व्हाट द इंटेंट इज टू कन्वे बिहाइंड दिस कोटेशन ठीक है नाउ आफ्टर दिस लेट मी कोट अनदर फ्यू लाइंस फ्रॉम हिज फेमस पोएम कॉल्ड कुबला खान ठीक है दिस पोएम वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन द ईयर 1816 ठीक है उसमें बहुत ही फेमस कुछ लाइन्स हैं जो कि हमेशा पूछे जाते हैं कोट इन जनाडो डिड कुबला खान A stately pleasure doom decree where Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. Unquote. Okay? Let me repeat it once more. In Zanado, X-A-N-A-D-U, Zanado, did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure doom decree where Alph, A-L-P-H, Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. Unquote. Now, after this, let's move on to his important work, Lyrical Ballads. But before that, okay, you should be aware that Coleridge struggled all his life with his opium addiction. Okay? And one more writer who took opium, you know, it is well known. It is Thomas D. Quinche. Okay? But let's focus on Coleridge in this lecture. Okay? So, Coleridge struggled all his life with addiction to opium. ठीक है एंड ओपियम एडिक्शन एज फार एज लिटरेचर इज कंसर्न्ड ठीक है इट डिड इन्फ्लुएंस हिज ड्रीम लाइक क्वालिटीज आई मीन द ड्रीम लाइक क्वालिटीज दैट वी फाइंड इन हिज राइटिंग्स सच एज कुबला खान ठीक है बट ओपियम ऑल्सो बिकेम अ काइंड ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल इन रियलाइजिंग हिज फुल पोटेंशियल ठीक है सो दिस इज अ फैक्ट दैट यू शुड नो नाउ लेट्स मूव ऑन टू लिरिकल बैलेड्स नाउ वन थिंग यू शुड कीप इन माइंड इज दैट द ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ वॉज टू चूज सब्जेक्ट्स From ordinary life, ठीक है ये तो आपको पता ही होगा On the other hand, the objective of Coleridge was to choose incidents and agents which were in part supernatural, ठीक है Not to choose ordinary, but to choose incidents and agents which were in part supernatural. Now, after this, you should keep in mind that the poetry of Coleridge, ठीक है frequently communicates a sense of mysteriousness. ठीक है सेंस ऑफ मिस्ट्री सेंस ऑफ सुपर नेचुरल एंड सेंस ऑफ एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी ठीक है जस्ट कंसिडर हिज पोएम्स लाइक कुबला खान और द राइम ऑफ द एंशिएंट मरीनर ठीक है स्पेशली कुबला खान एंड एज आई सेड दैट कॉलरिज वांटेड टू गिव द सुपर नेचुरल अ फीलिंग ऑफ एवरीडे रियलिटी ठीक है जो चीजें सुपर नेचुरल हैं उनको एक एवरीडे फील देने की कोशिश करते थे इन हिज पोएट्री देन रिमेम्बर आई टॉक्ड अबाउट दिस पोएम कॉल्ड क्रिस्टाबेल ठीक है नाउ क्रिस्टाबेल इज रिटन इन अ मिडीवल बैलेड फॉर्म ठीक है नाउ व्हाट हैपेंस इज यू नो द सिनिस्टर एंड ग्रोटेस्क इमेजेस फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंट पास्ट ठीक है आर गिवन अ एवरीडे रियलिटी दे आर ट्रीटेड एज दो दे आर अ पार्ट ऑफ एवरीडे रियलिटी अलॉन्ग विद दिस यू शुड ऑल्सो कीप इन माइंड दैट बिकॉज ऑफ opium addiction many of the poems of Coleridge remain unfinished theek hai for example Christabel theek hai ye bhi jo poem hai ye unfinished poem hai now uske baad exam mein aap se ye bhi pooch sakte hain that what are the other unfinished poems of Samuel Taylor Coleridge theek hai one I told you Christabel which is a gothic poem next is Kubla Khan theek hai Kubla Khan is also unfinished theek hai and Coleridge says that you know when he was composing this entire poem of course he was in a dream okay but his sleep was interrupted by a visitor now of course Coleridge claimed that you know he had composed the entire poem in his sleep okay but was interrupted by a visitor matlab koi aa gaya tha okay he was interrupted by a visitor while he was writing it down while he was trying to recall his dream okay so what happened was because of this interruption he could not recall the rest of his dream and could not ultimately finish the poem okay that is why Kubla Khan is a unfinished poem after that the rhyme of the ancient mariner okay now this is also a unfinished poem it was supposed to have 7 parts okay but it only has 6 parts and the 7th part was supposed to be a conclusion that would explain the moral of the story but Coleridge never wrote this ठीक है. सो दैट वेज इवन दिस इज अ इनकम्प्लीट पोएम. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और इनका फेमस पोएम है जो कि इनकम्प्लीट है. इट्स कॉल्ड द फोर जोयाज. ठीक है, द फोर जोयाज, जेड ओ ए एस, जोयाज. नाउ दिस इज अ एपिक पोएम दैट एक्सप्लोर्स यू नो कॉलरिजेस कॉम्प्लेक्स एंड सिम्बॉलिक माइथोलॉजी, ठीक है, ऑफ द ह्यूमन सोल एंड इट्स रिलेशन टू गॉड एंड द वर्ल्ड. ठीक है, बट इवन दिस पोएम वॉज लेफ्ट अनफिनिश्ड. ठीक है, सो चार आप नाम याद रखना, क्रिस्टाबेल, कुबला खान, द राइम ऑफ द एंशियंट मरीनर एंड देन द फोर जोयाज. नाउ आफ्टर दिस लेट्स टॉक अबाउट हिज फेमस वर्क कॉल्ड बायोग्राफिया लिटरेरिया. ठीक है, बायोग्राफिया लिटरेरिया. नाउ एज आई टोल्ड यू अर्लियर दैट दिस इज अ वर्क ऑफ लिटरेरी क्रिटिसिज्म. ठीक है, एंड इन दिस वर्क देर आर 24 चैप्टर्स. ठीक है, 24 चैप्टर्स हैं इसमें. सम आर वेरी लॉन्ग, सम आर वेरी शॉर्ट. ठीक है, एंड द टॉपिक्स दैट Coleridge talks about is, you know, his education, then his friendship with William Wordsworth, then his views on nature and the functions of poetry. Okay, he also talks about his friendship with Robert Southey. Okay, you know, the poet Robert Southey, and then he also talks about some other philosophers who have influenced his poetry and writings. Okay, such as Immanuel Kant. Okay, uske baad Frederick Schilling. Okay, Frederick Schilling. And one more thing you should keep in mind is that Biographia Literaria was published in two volumes. Okay, two volumes. And in the first volume, he talks about his friendship with William Wordsworth, Robert Southey. Okay, and then he also goes on to talk about the philosophers that have influenced his writings, such as Immanuel Kant. Okay, and then in this section itself, he discusses the difference between fancy and imagination. Okay. And then in the subsequent section, the second volume, Coleridge concentrates on literary criticism, okay, and all of the theories that he propounds in the second volume. And they can also ask you in the exam, what is the full title of Biographia Literaria, okay? Now, Biographia Literaria is a short title, okay? Iska full title hai, Biographical Sketches of My Literary Life and Opinions, okay? Biographical Sketches of My Literary Life and Opinions. ठीक है, नाउ इस टाइप के क्वेश्चंस जो हैं वो एग्जाम में आते हैं. ठीक है, दैट्स व्हाई आई एम टेलिंग यू ऑल ऑफ दिस. सो कीप इन माइंड ऑल ऑफ दिस इन्फॉर्मेशन. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेंबर सम की फैक्ट्स अबाउट द लाइफ एंड द वर्क्स ऑफ सैमुअल टेलर कॉलरिज. ठीक है, वेदर इट बी हिज एसोसिएशन विद और फ्रेंडशिप विद विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ. ठीक है, हिज अटेम्प्ट टू एस्टैब्लिश द कम्युनिटी कॉल्ड पैंटिसोक्रेसी. उसके बाद नो अबाउट द इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स ऑफ सैमुअल टेलर कॉलरिज, सच एज द राइम ऑफ द एंशियंट मरीनर, कुबला खान, क्रिस्टाबेल, लिरिकल बैलेड्स, बायोग्राफिया लिटरेरिया. ठीक है, उसके बाद सम इम्पॉर्टेंट कोटेशन बाय सैमुअल टेलर कॉलरिज. ठीक है, बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ दीज आर इम्पॉर्टेंट फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. एंड कंसिडरिंग दैट सैमुअल टेलर कॉलरिज अलॉन्ग विद विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ हैव को ऑथर्ड यू नो द लिरिकल बैलेड्स, दैट इज वाई दे आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. ठीक है, बिकॉज विद द पब्लिकेशन ऑफ द लिरिकल बैलेड्स बिगिन्स द रोमांटिक एरा. ठीक है,